Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Leslie Kernison, board-certified geriatrician and founder of the website betterhealthwhileaging.net. And this is the Better Health While Aging video podcast, where we discuss common health problems that affect people over age 60 and the best ways to prevent and manage those problems. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about something that I wish more older adults knew about, and that is the value of getting vaccinated against shingles. Because this vaccine not only really reduces the risk of getting shingles, but there is also exciting new research showing that it may reduce the risk of developing Alzheimer's and related dementias. So this is a preventive medicine approach that I think is often underestimated by older adults, or maybe they don't know about it, or maybe they think getting shingles is not such a big deal. But actually, I think it's really a wonderful thing to be able to avoid shingles for reasons that I'm going to explain in this episode. And so I want you to know more about shingles and the vaccine. And so specifically in this episode, what I'm going to cover is, first of all, what is shingles, right? And why is it worth trying to avoid it? I'm also going to talk about why are older adults at higher risk for shingles. I'm going to go over the symptoms of shingles, how we treat shingles. And then I'm going to go into the shingles vaccine, especially the newer shingles vaccine, Shingrix, and why I think it's worth getting. And spoiler alert, one of the many benefits is that it does really look like there is less risk of dementia when one gets vaccinated against shingles. So we're going to get into it. But before I do, I have a very quick request, which is if you're here, you've been finding the topic interesting or my video podcast interesting, if you haven't subscribed yet, if you could please go ahead and subscribe, it would mean a lot to me. It really does help me out. It helps other people find the channel and it helps support the work that I'm doing. Another option, if you appreciate my making these videos, is to become a member of the Better Health While Aging YouTube channel. And to learn more about that, you just click the join button that you should see under this video. Okay, let's get back to shingles. So what is shingles? So shingles is essentially a painful rash that is caused by reactivation in the body of the varicella zoster virus, which I'll be abbreviating on the slides as VZV. And so basically, when you first get this virus, this is the chickenpox virus, and you get chickenpox. So if you're an older adult, you're probably older than I am, and I'm old enough to have gotten chickenpox back in the day. Nowadays, we vaccinate children against it, so it's, you know, much less common for people to have chickenpox. But basically, the first time you get exposed to this virus, you get chickenpox. And then after you recover from chickenpox, the virus doesn't totally go away. It remains in the body. And if it reactivates later in life, and it's very common for this to happen, it's estimated that up to a third of people in the United States will have shingles at some point in their lifetime. When it reactivates, instead of getting chickenpox all over again, you get shingles. And I'll describe a little bit more about what shingles looks like. But, you know, basically, it's a painful rash, usually in a particular part of the body. Shingles is painful, but in most cases, it's not dangerous. It gets better on its own within a few weeks. And so in most cases, it's only going to be dangerous if it happens to affect the eyes. Now, occasionally, it does cause more severe disease. That can be problematic. But in most cases, it's what we call a self-limited problem that can be treated in the outpatient setting, and it'll go away within a few weeks. How many people get shingles every year? It's estimated that it's 1.2 million cases in the United States per year. And again, it's estimated that 30% of people have it in their lifetime. And one of the problems with shingles is not only is it a lot of discomfort for a few weeks, but in a significant proportion of people, about 10 to 15%, they go on to continue having nerve pain indefinitely. It actually becomes a chronic pain condition that is called postherpetic neuralgia. So why do people get shingles? So again, when you get chickenpox, your immune system helps you get better, but isn't able to completely eliminate the virus from the system. So after chickenpox, varicella zoster virus remains dormant, basically, in sensory nerve cells, specifically in something that's called the ganglia, which are these sort of clusters. They're kind of like relay stations related to the nerves that sort of run along the spine. And it's especially in those nerves that are related to bringing you sensation, feeling from your skin. So your immune system keeps the varicella zoster virus in check. And that's why usually you don't get shingles. But at a certain point, if the immune system weakens, and the most common reason why this happens is just aging. As people get older, their immune system is not as robust. And so especially after 50, it becomes a little bit less robust and on top of things. Or sometimes people become immunocompromised. They may have a condition such as HIV. They may be on strong medications to treat an autoimmune disease or sometimes even a transplant. Or occasionally it's just that they're very stressed or otherwise not in their optimal state of health and their immune system weakens a bit. And at that time, the varicella zoster virus can start multiplying a lot more, and usually it will spread into a nerve and reach the skin that is innervated by that nerve, and it'll cause infection in the skin, and that causes a painful rash. The most common risk factor for getting shingles, for having this reactivation of the virus, is aging. And we see the risk go up significantly after age 50, and it continues to go up as people get older. So what are the symptoms of shingles? You may have seen somebody who's had shingles. You may have had it yourself. But generally, it's going to be a rash and nerve pain, which we also call neuritis. So the rash starts off usually as red bumps, which become blisters. Looks pretty similar to the chickenpox rash, but it's just in a very specific area. So it usually follows what's called a dermatome. So along the body, we've kind of mapped how at each level of the spine, there's a nerve that comes out to send a nerve to the skin and to the muscles in an area, and it's kind of in a band that goes along the trunk and back, and then we'll also go down the legs. So those are called dermatomes. And so usually the rash is within a dermatome or maybe two, or sometimes more, but usually not more than two adjoining dermatomes, often on the trunk, sometimes on the back, but occasionally it can be on the face, actually. There's a nerve that innervates a lot of the face, including the eye for that matter. So if we see what looks like shingles on somebody's nose or in this area, we want to be, you know, take extra care to make sure it's not affecting the eye. And then those blisters, you know, the bumps turn into blisters, which initially have clear fluid. That fluid turns pussy, and then it becomes crusty. So the rash will usually crust over by 7 to 10 days. So is shingles contagious? People sometimes want to know. There is varicella zoster virus in there. So when there's the rash, when there are blisters, people are considered contagious. Now, they're not going to give somebody else shingles. They could give them chickenpox, especially if that person has never been exposed to chickenpox before or hasn't been vaccinated against chickenpox. And then once the rash has really crusted over, people aren't considered to be contagious anymore. Pain is very, very common and can often be quite significant. It's a nerve pain. People often describe it as kind of burning or stabbing. It can also be like a deep, dull ache. And sometimes the pain starts with some pain and tingling before the rash comes out. And most of the time it starts to wind down as the rash is crusting over, but it's not uncommon for the pain to last a few weeks, in some cases up to 30 days. And then for some people, it just continues and keeps going on as well. And unfortunately, as people get older, the pain does tend to become more significant, more severe, and longer in duration. And that's probably because a weaker immune system, and as people get older, their immune system is generally weaker, allows more multiplication of the virus and allows the virus to kind of hit the body a little bit harder. So diagnosis and treatment of shingles. It's usually fairly straightforward to diagnose shingles. Sometimes they have to pay extra attention, you know, to make sure that it's not the rash of a different virus, such as one of the herpes viruses, or, you know, potentially it could be confused for a different type of rash. But often, you know, the presentation is fairly classic and the medical evaluation is still important because it is important to get evaluated so that the health providers can check and make sure that there aren't any signs of a form of shingles that might be more complicated or dangerous. So again, you know, affecting the face or eye or ear, that would be more concerning, or rarely it actually gets into people's spinal column or up into their brain. Or if somebody happens to be immune compromised, they have HIV or on really strong medicines, that increases the chance of the reactivation being much stronger and more throughout the body. And those people might need more intensive medical therapy and supervision when they have shingles. How do we treat shingles? It is going to get better on its own with time, but we do have antiviral medications that treat this type of virus. And taking those medications, especially if you start within the first 72 hours, can speed recovery. So the medications that are used are going to be acyclovir, valacyclovir, or famcyclovir. And again, it's most effective to start within 72 hours. A potential exception to that is people who are immune compromised. It does seem that they potentially benefit even if it started later than 72 hours. But for most otherwise healthy older adults, you're really going to get the most benefit if you start within the first 72 hours, meaning the first 3 days. And then there's the question of treating the nerve pain. And how we treat it really depends on how severe, how bad it is. They might start with Tylenol or another kind of over-the-counter analgesic. If it's more significant, they might consider stronger pain medication. It'll really depend on how uncomfortable the person is and how much distress they're in. And then if you have shingles, it can be a good idea to consider covering the rash to reduce transmission of the virus from blisters. Again, many people walking around have already been exposed to chickenpox at some point in their life. Most children nowadays have been vaccinated, but babies, for instance, you know, children usually don't get vaccinated until they're about a year old. So you want to be mindful that you can transmit, again, not shingles to somebody, but potentially chickenpox. And so you want to be mindful of that while the rash is ongoing. Now, let me say a few words about postherpetic neuralgia, because this is the most common complication of shingles that we see in primary care and in general. So what this means is chronic nerve pain related, and it's related to the nerve that was affected by shingles. And it can be diagnosed once somebody has had pain that persists for more than 90 days. That's 3 months after the episode of shingles. And unfortunately, this is not uncommon. It doesn't happen to most people who have shingles, but an estimated 10 to 15% of people after they had shingles will get postherpetic neuralgia. And this pain can often be very significant, very distressing. This can turn into a quite significant chronic pain syndrome. And some people experience kind of electric shooting pains. Other people feel a constant burning pain. And it can easily affect quality of life and even be disabling. And unfortunately, the risk of postherpetic neuralgia does go up with age because it does seem to be linked to how significant was the reactivation. And again, the weaker the immune system, the more likely that the reactivation is going to be substantial, which means more pain and symptoms while you're having the shingles and an increased chance that you're going to have persisting pain afterwards. So that's the bad news about shingles, is that you can get postherpetic neuralgia and the risk goes up with age. On the other hand, the good news is that the risk of postherpetic neuralgia goes down with vaccination against shingles because, as I'm going to explain, vaccination, one, reduces the risk of shingles. Two, if you do get shingles, you will almost certainly get a milder form of it, which reduces the risk of postherpetic neuralgia. So let's now talk about the shingles vaccine. So there has been a shingles vaccine around for quite a while, but today the only vaccine available is actually a newer vaccine. It's been around since 2017 is when it was approved in the United States. It's a recombinant vaccine, which is called Shingrix. And this is by far the best way to reduce the risk of developing shingles. So before we had Shingrix, we had another shingles vaccine that was called Zostavax, and that was what is called a live vaccine. So it contained a weakened form of the varicella zoster virus, where Shingrix contains a recombinant form. So it's a different kind of technology for the vaccine. And the newer vaccine does seem to be more effective, which is why they discontinued Zostavax back in 2020. So the new vaccine is currently recommended for all adults age 50 or older. It's also recommended for people who are 18 and older and are immunocompromised for some reason. And it's a two-dose vaccine. So you get the first injection and then you get the second follow-up dose within 2 to 6 months is what is recommended. And in terms of efficacy, studies show that it works really well. So the research shows that it reduces the incidence of shingles by 90% over 3 years, even people who are much older or are frail. And then, you know, the follow-up research so far is showing that it's pretty effective ongoing. It seems to be, one study estimated that it's 72% effective at 10 years. And it is covered by Medicare. Now, it is covered by Medicare Part D. So that is your drug plan. So if you don't have Medicare Part D, you might have to pay out of pocket for it, but hopefully you do have Medicare Part D. And if you have that, I believe there's no copay at this time. So this is a great vaccine, but unfortunately, studies indicate that most older adults don't end up getting it and that only 30% of older adults have been vaccinated with Shingrix. And that's too bad, because not only does this vaccine really dramatically reduce your risk of shingles, now you can still get shingles if you've had it, but if you get shingles, you're going to get a much milder form of shingles. But research is showing that there are additional benefits as well. So one is that it appears that people who've been vaccinated against shingles have a reduced risk of developing a dementia such as Alzheimer's disease. The reduction is an estimated 20% reduction in risk. It also appears that there's a reduced risk of stroke and heart attack, with a 23% risk reduction seen in observational studies and in one randomized trial. Now, why is this? So the hypothesis right now is that when people get shingles, that reactivation of the virus causes a fair amount of inflammation throughout the body. And what we're kind of generally finding when it comes to developing diseases is that inflammation tends to accelerate a disease process. So if people are already having brain changes, inflammation can really accelerate that. And likewise, inflammation affects the arteries around your heart, around your brain, and through your body. And so it can accelerate damage to those arteries, and that is what tends to bring on cardiovascular events such as strokes and heart attacks. So people sometimes have questions about the shingles vaccine. So let me answer a few frequently asked questions right here. So one is, what if you've already had Zostavax, the previous shingles vaccine, which was also recommended for people 50 and older? You might be 70 or 75 right now, and maybe back when you were in your 50s, you got Zostavax. So the recommendation is to go ahead and still get Shingrix. And there are a couple reasons for this. One is it seems to be more effective and longer lasting, and it's not clear how long Zostavax is good for. So certainly if it's been more than, 10 years, you should get vaccinated again. And I believe the experts say that you can even get vaccinated as soon as, a year after the Zostavax vaccination. I mean, now nobody should have been vaccinated with Zostavax in the past year, because it was discontinued in 2020. And I think it's especially useful for people who are over age 70 to be revaccinated, because, the live vaccine didn't seem to have super good durability. As you're getting older, your immune system is weakening. This is a great time to get the shingles vaccine again. Another question that people sometimes ask is, what if you've already had shingles? So even if you've had shingles, it's uncommon but possible to have a recurrence. Again, more likely in people who are older, frailer, or having health conditions that affect their immune system. So it is recommended to still go ahead and get the Shingrix vaccine to prevent a recurrence or ensure that it is mild. And then you might be wondering, well, is this vaccine safe? So it has been studied, and it seems, as safe as most of our vaccines are. So first of all, when people first get vaccinated, this is a fairly strong vaccine, and it does often give people, pain in the arm where they got the jab. And then it also tends to give people flu symptoms over the next few days. So they might feel blah, they might have muscle aches, they might be tired, they might have headaches. That's kind of to be expected. That's actually a sign of your immune system revving up and responding to what is in the vaccine. But you want to be mindful of it, right? Hopefully you can take a few days to lay low and allow your body to go through this process. So that's kind of to be expected when you get the vaccine. There is a very small risk of something else happening related to getting the vaccine. So there is a condition called Guillain-Barré syndrome that can affect people after vaccinations, but it can also happen after just getting a viral illness like the flu or shingles. And so the estimate right now is that vaccination against shingles is associated with an additional 6 cases per million vaccine doses given. So I consider this very teeny tiny. And overall, your risk of getting shingles, suffering from shingles, or even getting postherpetic neuralgia is much, much higher. So for most people, unless they already have kind of a known history of reacting really badly to vaccines, I would say it makes a ton of sense to get this vaccine. Another thing people sometimes want to know is there a booster? I got it when it first came out in 2017. Am I going to need to get vaccinated again? So the answer right now is we don't know. At this time, revaccination is not recommended, but it's possible that at some point they will recommend, some kind of revaccination or booster. People who get it in their 50s, a healthy person in their 50s can easily live, into their late 80s or 90s. Is the vaccine still going to be providing a lot of protection by then. We don't know yet, but we'll find out. So, you know, stay tuned over the next several years and we'll see what happens on that front. And so that is my case for the shingles vaccine. So to recap, shingles is a painful rash that is caused by reactivation of the varicella zoster virus. So you're not going to catch shingles from somebody who happens to have shingles. If you've never had chickenpox, you could catch chickenpox. But just because your spouse gets shingles doesn't mean it's going to reactivate in you. It does become more common as people age. 1 in 3 people are expected to get it within their lifetime. That's presuming that they don't get vaccinated. And it's a serious condition to, it's worth trying to avoid shingles because not only is it a lot of pain and discomfort for several weeks when you get it, but 10 to 15% of people end up with persisting pain, a chronic nerve pain condition called postherpetic neuralgia. And that can be really challenging to live with and challenging to treat. You can dramatically reduce your risk of shingles by getting the recombinant vaccine, Shingrix, which is covered by Medicare Part D. And an added bonus benefit is that this vaccine also appears to reduce your risk of dementia and cardiovascular disease. And with that, I'm going to wrap up this episode. So thank you so much for watching. If you found this video podcast helpful, if you're here on YouTube, please go ahead and subscribe. It does help more people find the channel. If you've been listening to the audio version on the podcast feed, come and take a look at the video. If you get a chance, you'll see my key points on the screen. And also, always an option to join the membership and support the channel that way as well. So thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you all again on a future episode of the Better Health While Aging video podcast.